Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Link Limited's Q2 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Link Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Rohit Deepak Jalan, Whole-time Director, Mr. M.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Euroz Advisors LLP, the company's IR advisor. We'll have the opening remarks by the management followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jalan.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Link Limited's Quarter 2 FY 2026 investor call. The second quarter of FY 2026 delivered a steady top-line performance, with revenue growing 1.3% year-on-year. Net profit saw a dip of 3.7%, largely on account of losses in our joint ventures amounting to 168 lakhs. These are early-stage investments, and we view the current losses as transitional and expected phase before these ventures reach operational maturity. Our top-line growth in recent quarters has been measured, yet our underlying profitability has remained steady, highlighting the enduring strength of our business fundamentals. Though progress has taken longer than we expected, we firmly believe the steps we have taken are setting the stage for stronger, more sustainable growth in the periods ahead. Our conviction in our strategy and direction remains as strong as ever. The confidence we carry forward comes from the strong product foundation we have built. Over the past few quarters, we've brought several new products to the market, and they are beginning to find their place with consumers. The response to our Swipe marker range and Pentonic mechanical pencils has been especially encouraging, and as we scale up their distribution, we expect them to become important growth drivers. With an active innovation pipeline and a series of promising launches on the horizon, we are excited about the opportunities ahead to refresh growth and strengthen our brand portfolio. Exports are gaining momentum despite global uncertainties. Our agility in pricing, consistent supply performance, and focus on innovation-led differentiation are driving growth and strengthening key international partnerships. Strategically, our global partnerships and joint ventures are advancing steadily. With Mitsubishi Pencil Company Japan, operations began in October 2025 with the launch of a rupee 20 MRP ball pen tailored for the Indian and Southeast Asian markets. Morris, the collaboration is progressing in tandem with our upcoming Bengal manufacturing facility, which is on track for commissioning in Quarter 4 FY 2026 and is expected to unlock significant scale and efficiency. Turkish joint venture, ongoing efforts are focused on achieving alignment across key commercial and operational fronts. And Kenya subsidiary, while the initial pace has been measured, we remain confident that our continued commitment will drive improved traction in the period ahead. With that, I will now hand over to Mr. Dujari for the financial update.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan, and good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your presence at the Q2 FY26 earnings call of Link Limited. In Q2 FY26, our operating income stood at 13,907 lakhs, marking a 1.3% year-over-year growth. Our operating EBITDA stood at 1,567 lakhs, with a margin of 11.3%. The fall in margin by 60 basis points was on account of higher employee costs arising from scheduled annual increments. PAT for the quarter declined 3.7% year-on-year to 846 lakhs, largely on account of losses in our joint ventures amounting to 168 lakhs. Our balance sheet remained robust, supported by net free cash and cash equivalent and strong capital efficiency ratios. During the quarter, we generated 2,625 lakhs into cash flow from operations and closed with a net free cash position of 1,304 lakhs. Highlighting our continued focus on financial prudence and maintaining a future-ready balance sheet, asset productivity remained healthy, with fixed asset turnover at 4.21x, indicating efficient utilization of our asset base. The cash conversion cycle also improved marginally to 60 days from 64 days in September 2024, reflecting better working capital management. I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the earnings presentation. I request each one of you to kindly go through the presentation before Q&A starts so that you are well aware of the same. Now, with that, I now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit himself or herself to a maximum of two questions. Time permitting, we shall revert for any further questions that you may have that remain unanswered. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touch-tone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag Pachisia from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. So your H1 ad spend was around 1.6% of the revenue. So is that run rate we should expect for the full year, or do you plan to step it up to an H2 with the new launches? Basically, do we close FY26 near 1.5%-1.6% or close to 2% of sales?
Hi, Chirag. So actually, we are looking at close to double-digit growth by end of the year. So that is, we're looking at the second half of the year to be much better and looks quite promising with changes that we are driving in our sales networks.
So double-digit growth, meaning H2 would be
close to, yeah, so we're looking at.
13%.
Yeah, we'll be close to double-digit, so we should look at 10% at least by end of this year.
Okay. And so this quarter, other income seems higher than the usual range. Can you break it down how it comprises? I mean, I just want to understand if this is sustainable or purely quarterly, just.
So this was. Go ahead, Dujari ji.
I think I can answer that from here. So other income is mostly comprising of one-off items because the major portion of other income is coming from a write-back of few liabilities and a write-back of entry tax liability, which we paid under settlement. So in the books, we had entry tax liability, but we paid to the government little less than what we had in the books. So there is a write-back of liability. So more or less, I think 70% of the other income will be one-off.
Okay, sir. And my last question is, that was clear. Thank you. And you reported, so as we saw, it is the JVU loss is around 1.6 crores in H1. So realistically, should we expect for the full year, could it be for the full year the loss could be, or could it be break even?
So the losses in the JVs, two JVs, which is, Unilink and Silka Link. These two are greenfield, projects. And we're looking at, improving, the situation. And we're looking at, at least, hopefully break even for one of the JVs, and maybe for another one or two quarters, we will have to continue sustaining, some losses. So next financial year looks quite promising for, both the JVs and to turn profitable.
Got it. Thank you so much. That was all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Himanshu from Setfoot Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Good evening. See, the volume growth for Pentonic has degrown, let's say, for the first half. Okay. I am looking at the strategies presentation slide on 18. Is it right that the volume has... from 16 crores has fallen down to 14 crore. And any specific measures you are taking, and what could be the reason? Because for us, that was one of the most important focus area for premiumization and the future, what we were planning or looking at. So some thoughts there will be helpful.
Right. Hi, Mansur. So, yes, the volumes have, dropped for Pentonic in, H1. Majority of our sale has been, realized from the MRP rupees 10, segment, which has become, more and more, crowded and, if you look at the 20 rupee and above price segments, so those are, segments that we are also focusing on. And the volume growth, the volume degrowth is, because to maintain the profitability, we have focused on having much better realizations on, the brand and the product. But we are making significant, changes in our distribution line, especially in the traditional trade, channel, where we saw a dip, and we are working towards that to, streamline the volumes as well. Yeah, so that's the response to, Himanshu, looking to have further queries from him.
Himanshu, do you have any further questions?
Yeah, I was asking a question that how is the scaling up on rupees 20, 30 and 40 happening? And what I am seeing is still the availability of those 30 and 40 rupees is not there that much in the market. Even in Bombay type of city, we don't see the the channel partners focusing or trying to sell that product more aggressively. Or so is there anything what we can do on trade incentivizing for such a for those 20, 30, 40 rupee product, which is important over a longer period of time for us.
Right. So we're still expanding our distribution for the higher price segments. Traditionally, Link has been a sub 10 MRP brand company. However, we've been able to establish 10 rupees and 20 rupees price segments with Pantonic brand. And there are continuous, efforts to increase our distribution and availability, pan-India. So our numbers have actually, grown. If you look at the volume for 20 rupee and above, they have grown. And there was a dip in the rupees 10 segment, which was, affecting the overall volume performance of Pantonic brand.
Okay.
And of course, all the necessary efforts are, being taken. And like I said, we are making some strategic changes in the traditional trade channel, which will help us yield much better results.
And on the Mitsubishi new product and GV, how is the product placement and where are we in that product availability and branding and anything? Can you give some light on how are you approaching that market? And can it cannibalize our own 20 rupee product which is there in the market, as a ball pen, retracable ball pen?
Right. So the rupees 20 ball pen from the Unilink, JV, we just commissioned and we started operations, last month. So we are still in the phase of, launching. Over next couple of months, we should have expanded our, or launched the product rather, in selective markets of the country. And about cannibalization, I don't think, it should really cannibalize, because for Link Limited as a whole, we have very insignificant market share in this, price segment. So we expect that, this will help us boost our, presence and share in this price segment. Yeah.
Okay, thank you from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Aradhana Jain from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. First, I wanted to understand if you could throw some more light on what would be the growth drivers for a double-digit growth that we are guiding for the full year FY26, what would be the main drivers for that? Would it be Pantonic, Uniball? What would be leading to that growth? That will be my first question.
So the growth drivers would be, new launches. So definitely, Uniball, the 20 rupee product. And we have plenty of, new launches. Like I mentioned, the swipe markers has been, taking good traction, along with mechanical pencils, which are, completely new categories for us. And we have, most of the sales channels which have been, growing. So the significant changes in the traditional trade distribution should definitely, yield us much better growth numbers in the coming quarters.
By changes in the trade distribution channel that you are saying, could you throw some more light as to what exactly are we doing there?
So this is still something under internal strategies. So unfortunately, we can't throw some light, but if you'd like, we can connect with you one-to-one and give you some direction of our, strategies.
Sure. My second question is on swipe and mechanical pencils. Have we rolled out those products pan-India, or are there specific geographies where those products have been introduced?
They are available only in specific geographies. So in the next, couple of months, they will be, by end of this financial year, they would be rolled out pan-India.
Got it. On the Uniball side, we've seen a bit of tepid growth this quarter. So any particular reason for that? If you see over the quarters, that growth has come down. I think it's 1% or 2% of growth for this quarter. So is it because our rupee 10 products or say the higher end products have not been selling and it's more of rupee 10 products which have gotten sold? Any color on that?
No, there is no specific reason for growth. That's almost, I would say, flat. Of course, there is some growth, but I think this is because of seasonality also, and there is no reason for attention, a major reason for, concern as such.
Got it. And on Delhi, again, there's been degrowth, and it's been quite some quarters now that there's been, the growth hasn't come in the Delhi category. So any changes in our strategy that we are doing towards that, or what's the outlook for Delhi?
So Delhi, yes, very promising, brand and, products. And like I mentioned, the strategy in distribution channel in the traditional trade that we are, working on is also going to improve Delhi's, performance and numbers in the coming quarters and years.
Understood. Just two more questions from my end. One, I wanted to understand how much is the salient of stationery products in our overall revenue right now, and how are we looking at that number by the end of this year and maybe for FY27, given that we are now shifting our focus, not shifting exactly, but we are also focusing on brands like Swipe and trying to bring out products in the stationery category. So where are we on that?
Can you just repeat the first part of the question, please?
How much is the salience of the stationery products in the overall revenue?
Okay. So it is of course insignificant, right now. But we are looking at both categories, which is writing and stationery, independently, and we are focusing on organic and inorganic growth drivers. So the stationery, of course, is quite insignificant right now, maybe higher single digits at the moment. And would
I'll give the percentage around 10-12% right now.
Understood. This last question on the inventory days that has come down for us, if I see in the first half of this year. So on a steady state basis, what could be the inventory days for us going ahead, given that we are going to come up with new products and a lot of innovative products? So is the inventory days going to be at the current levels of 60-65 days as a percentage of sales, or is it expected to go up?
Yeah, I'll answer that. Inventory days, it used to be around 90 to 100 days in the before FY 2021, those years, and over the last 4-5 years, we have done a very extensive work on that, and we have been able to brought that inventory days to around 60 levels, and we foresee these levels to continue. So if I see the yearly numbers, in FY24 it was 63 days, in FY25 it is 64 days, and right now it is 62 days. So it will be in the same range. Although some new launches may be a reason for it, nominal increase, but it will not be a substantial increase. So we foresee inventory days band of around 60 to 65 days going forward.
Understood. Just last question, if I could squeeze in, was on the export side. So our export contribution has gone up this quarter. So any reason for that? I mean, have we, introduced our products in any new geography, or is it because of our existing geographies itself?
Hello?
Yeah, was I audible?
No.
Hello.
We lost you.
Okay. Ma'am, can you please repeat your question?
My question was on the export side. So our export contribution has gone up this quarter. So is it because we have introduced our products in any new geographies, or it was primarily because of, more consumption in our existing geographies, and which were those geographies where, we were able to sell our products more?
So on the export front, yes, we've seen both organic and inorganic growth in the exports channel, and the new launches have been introduced in the certain markets. As far as organic growth is concerned, we've seen some better traction in the Middle East and Latin America markets.
Understood. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. You may please press star and one to ask questions at this time. We'll take the next question from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I just wanted to understand if there is any GST impact on our product going forward.
So, Jariji, can you take that?
Yes. As far as the main category is concerned, in writing instrument, there is no change of GST. And in some other categories, there is a change. So, in overall company portfolio, the change is not that significant.
All right, sir. And what EBITDA margins are we expecting for the rest of the year as a whole, and also for FY27?
You're talking FY27?
FY26 and also FY27.
I think it will be a little premature right now to discuss about EBITDA. We'll wait for a quarter or so to get a little better growth. Then we will give a proper estimates of the EBITDA for next few years. But definitely EBITDA margin should be better than what we have done in the first half, because if we can achieve a better growth, the EBITDA margin should be better than what we are doing right now.
So can we expect like a 10-11 EBITDA margin for FY26?
I could not get the your remarks. What did you say?
Can we expect like a 10-11% of EBITDA margin for FY26?
I think 10-11 right now we are achieving. So I think it should be better than this with the kind of growth we are expecting for the second half. It should be better than 10-11%. Little better than 10-11%.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jalan for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
On behalf of Link, we thank you everyone for joining the investor call and taking their valuable time out of their schedule. So thank you very much. We look forward to better quarters in the near future. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Sanjeev, for muting. Thanks a lot. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.